Man, we're gonna get started. Right. Hello.
Come here, Pastor. You know I'm speaking
to some man that's really going through. Okay, I got the music.
Okay.
Minister Ray?
Yeah. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Fellowship of Unity Prayer Line. Hallelujah. Today is Women's Day. Amen. Now, at this time, we will take a praise break on this morning to saturate the atmosphere. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Galatians 6, reading beginning with verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man thinketh himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing and doing of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I will follow her with another scripture coming from Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that may be ministered grace unto the hearers. Amen. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing and preaching of his holy word. Amen. Amen. Now, this portion, we will go into praise and testimony service. Will there be any praise and testimonies on this morning?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To God be the glory for the marvelous work that he have done. Oh, Lord, I just thank you, giving all honor to God and giving honor to Minister Ray and overseer of this line and his wife. God has been good, and he has been merciful. I just can't tell it all. I just thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. And God has been a miracle worker. He has made miracles. The young people are turning around, and they want to they tearing for the Holy Ghost, and they want God to come into their life. And that's why I'm so happy that to have friends, you must be friendly. And you must fellowship with other churches, because you never know the blessing that people are looking for real people, real saints. So I just thank God for being here. I thank the Lord for my life, my health, and strength. I thank the Lord for how my mother, my grandmother raised me to pray through the night and don't lay down in the bed mad or angry before the sun go down. So I just thank God for changing my life, turning my life around, facing my feet on solid rock and not seeking sand. I'm wrapped up, I'm tied up, and I'm tangled up in Jesus Christ. And can't nobody change my mind because I am in Christ. So I thank God for the change in my life, and I thank God for my grandkids and my siblings and all my brothers and sisters. And I thank God for just life itself, because it had not been for him that on my side, where would I be? And only today is what you do for Christ will last. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Will there be any more praise reports or testimonies? Thank you, Evangelist Brown.
Praise God. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. To the co-host of the hour, Evangelist Burnett, God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Lee.
I just want to give God praise once again for being on this side of the journey. And give God praise. That's it.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Lee, for your praise.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, Bishop's mother.
Yes, praise God. Thank him for all that he does. I want to praise God today, since it's Women's Day, to thank God for creating woman. You know, I don't want to do the tasks that women do. You know, and so he created a helpmeet for men. You know, I can clean a house, but thank God he created a woman to take that burden off of me. Everything God does, he does for our benefit. You know, and I just want to thank God for creating women like my mother, my sisters, my brothers, my aunties, nieces, and all of you that love and serve the Lord with a true and whole heart. So thank God for that, besides all the other millions and millions of things that God does for us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Mother. Will there be any more praise reports or testimonies on this morning?
Yes, praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord. This is Sister Johnny. I want to thank and praise the Lord because he loved me, because he woke me up this morning in my right mind. I thank God for my legs and my arms, because there were some that didn't even wake up this morning. I still want to continue to praise and thank God for his love. He chose in me. He delivered me. And I just want to thank him because he loved on me today. I give him all the praise and honor, and also for the women's as well. And that I thank God for allowing me to have 5 beautiful children. And I just want to praise and just give him the glory and the praise this morning, and everyone on the prayer line. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Johnny, and thank you for your testimony and praise report. Will there be any more praise reports or testimonies?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I know everybody on this line.
Praise
the Lord,
praise
everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah. Just like Pastor's mother said, God is good. Women, God is good. Men, God is good. We have right to give God the highest praise this morning. He didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did, And started bright back in our body. We can say hallelujah this morning. We can say hallelujah this morning.
Yes,
Lord. You know how to have the wheel up. You know how to have the feet up.
Hallelujah.
But God woke us up in our clothes right
mind
and let us see another day. Go on, give God a praise on this life.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God Almighty. Good God Almighty.
Thank
he's
you.
Too awesome. He's too awesome this morning. He's too awesome this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God Almighty.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you. Back in your hands, sister. Ah, yeah. I just feel good. And he's good all the time.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
He's just good all the time.
Yes, he is.
He's just a good God all by himself. He's just a good God all by himself.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he has his way. Glory, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God.
See, if it wasn't for the Lord on our side, where would we be this morning?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Long
let
long
all of us start.
Go right to the tree of life.
Let all of us start.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Bless your Father.
Yes, yeah, yeah, he's just good. He's just good. He just, that's all I got to say. Oh, that's all I say. He got to, he's just good. He's just good all by himself.
Yes, he is.
He's just good. He's just, he can't have a hold of all. He's just good all by himself this morning.
Yes, he is.
I'm a son of a bull shake.
Yes,
he is. That's all I got to say. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, your hand back. I'm going to shout my corner in the back of your hand.
Yes,
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 yes.
Thank you for your
they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech beware them. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and he wept bitterly. Amen. Now, in this day and age, we cannot tell the difference between the blood brought child, because they're blending in with the world, with their speech, with their clothes, and with their conversations. 1 Timothy 2:9 says, and like manner also that women adore themselves in modest apparel and with a shamed face and with sorority and amen, with a shamed face and sorority. Your habits, 2 Corinthians 6:17-18, wherefore come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not any unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed to the renewing of your mind, that you may reprove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It keeps us from being pulled down. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteousness is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. We can't win souls if we're fruitless. John 15:16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit shall remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. If you are bearing, you are no good to God in a sinful condition. Today I'm asked, the hind of the SC, what fruit are you bearing on today? Are you covering up your hind of the SC, walking around like you got sackcloth and ashes, and it's just ashes on with no sackcloth? You're walking around preaching and teaching like you got, hallelujah, you're preaching and teaching in your own will, but there's no spirit, there's no heaven, no light, your life does not represent his light. That is a camouflage Christian, when we cannot see the light shining so bright in us, hallelujah. Will you trade in your camel for your spiritual armor on today? That's a question I'm asking the saints. So today, will you be willing to trade in your bitterness on today? Will you be willing to trade in unforgiveness on today? And take on the real fruits of the spirit, which is love, joy, happiness, and thereof. Hallelujah, Jesus. Are you going to really reverence the Holy Spirit and walk thereof? Or are you going to continue to walk in your flesh?
Come on.
Amen, amen. So, okay, and I'm about to go to Ephesians 6:10. And it reads, just a minute. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having your breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. and takes the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. My question for you today, will you trade in your camel this morning for your spiritual armor? Will you be a profitable servant to God and bear fruit for him? Amen. And that is all I have. And at this time, we will take comments on the word. Will there be any comments on the word? Amen.
As long as my phone doesn't cut off, praise God. I thank and praise the Lord for the word. For we have to put on the whole armor of God to withstand the wiles of the devil, because they come every day. So I want to thank you for that word, praise God, an anointed word of God. That may be all you have to say, but that's not all what God has to say. So I thank you, woman of God, this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist PJ.
I so thank God for the word this morning. You keep on giving on, let God use you. We all have to take a stand in God. So God bless you. Have a great day.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Davis. Will there be any comments, more comments on the word?
Yes, I want to also thank and praise the Lord for the word as well. I know that I don't want to be shining in the dark. I want to be a light for the people of the world so that they can see the characteristics on me, the love, the joy, and the peace, so I can show, you know, to let others see the light that's in me, that I can be able to love on one another accordingly to his will and his purpose. And I do want to thank God for that word this morning of camouflage. I don't want to be one of them that likes to show out. You know, always the one that's, you know, coming in with them earrings and them dresses and all that stuff like that. I don't want to be that type of person. I want to be a person that have the fruits of the Spirit, and that's within me, the inner man. I don't care about that outer appearance, but I know the inside needs to be worked with. And I'm asking the Lord continue to work in and through me so that they can see the light in and through me. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Johnny. And how many times is not just in our apparel, because you can have a long skirt all the way to your ankles, and underneath it is lust hidden underneath that skirt.
That's right.
Amen. Will there be any more comments at this time?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all I've heard. Thank God for the testimonies and praise reports. Camouflage Christians. It ain't just the Christians that's camouflaged. We got a lot of people that's camouflaged right in our very sight. We dive into that another day, but there is, on the topic of camouflage Christians, you know, showing up on Sundays looking good. But I was listening to a link last night about this very thing, showing up on Sundays looking good, but what happens during the week? We always say this on the line, what happened during the week? What goes on when nobody else see you, when you are camouflaged away from the congregation? So either we got to be the same way that we portray on Sundays in front of the masses as we is by ourselves when there's no one else around. Like BJ just said, there's trouble that come our way every minute of the day, every hour, and every day. There's tests and trials every day. And so are we going to have the whole armor, as you read the scripture, of having the whole armor of God upon us? Or what are we going to do? We have to tap ourselves on the shoulder sometimes. That's why it's important to have the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost comes to remind you who you are and what manner or man or woman you have became and not still be. And many people are camouflaging who they came, what manner of woman or man of God that they have became to be. And that seems to be your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak, and your flesh is showing more than your spirit, man. is portraying you to be. So thank God for camouflage. That's a whole nother, I mean, that topic right there, you can dive in it all day. All day long, you can dive into it because that's what we face here. So thank God for the women on today. And somebody need to put their phone on mute. That is very irritating. Put your phone on mute, please. And so that is all I have to say on today. Thank God for the word that went forth on today on this Women's Day. Thank God for the participation of the women on today. Amen. Thank God for the praise break, too. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And at this time, we will take prayer requests. If there be no more comments.
Yes, this is just a journey again. Praise God. Praise God. You can go ahead.
Amen. Just remember the Smith family, as always. Amen. Thank you. And the prayer line. Amen. Hallelujah. That we continue to encourage one another in the Lord.
This is Sister Johnny. I would like you to lift up Brother John. He's in the hospital, so they're doing a blood transfusion. And so just continue to lift him up in prayer. Johnny Woods, God bless.
Amen. Will there be any more prayer requests?
Pastor Slove is here. Just pray that God continues to lift up the body of Christ, that his light comes and reveal all truth unto us, and just to keep us in his all, in his loving arms, protection under his wings. And pray for my family, as well as everybody on the line, family as well, that God brings them all into his kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Will there be any more prayer requests at this time? Amen. Well, we will enter the throne of grace. Father God, we come before you on this morning. First of all, giving you all honor and praise. Can you put your, hallelujah, can you put your phone on mute, please? In the mighty name of Jesus, unless you want to participate and join in with the prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, Lord. Lord, we even thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we will no longer be a camouflage Christian, but we will be a true, hallelujah, servant of you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah. See, Lord, we ask that you touch the Smith family on this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. You know what they stand in need of, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move it up on the situation, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, touch Brother Johnny, Lord, right now that they have thee. In the name of Jesus, Lord, move on that situation also, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch Bishop Smother and his family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask that you touch everyone that's on this line on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask that you pour in hallelujah. See the new oil of your spirit on this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. See to each and every individual, Lord. Pour in more of your spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. See, let us come together in unity and love, Lord. On one accord, Lord. In your spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask that you let no flesh get glory on this land, Lord, but let your spirit and let your hallelujah, see, your Holy Ghost have his way on this land. In the name of Jesus, let us heed to the needs of the people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, damn, Lord, continually, Lord, what the people need in their spirits, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as we, hallelujah, humbly, hallelujah, bow down before you each and every day, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, CBA. Oh, Lord, we ask that you continue to touch the nation, Lord. Oh, Lord, touch the nation, Lord. Cover the nation, Lord, with your blood, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Those who are affected by disasters, Lord, we ask that you hide there. See, send the resources, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Help them to put their trust in you, even in the hour, see, even in the dark moments, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord.
mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, I continue to stir up and shake up the fivefold ministries represented on this line, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Stir up our spirits continually in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to put you on daily, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Help us not to be overtaken by any evil way, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And let your glory be seen through us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to make us the lighthouse, Lord. I'm in the FCD, so those that are broken may see the FCD. And ask what I must do to be saved. How do I see the joy on the harmony I see on the today, Lord? Use us as you see fit in this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Whether it's divine and encouragement, Lord, Lord, whether it's to shake somebody's hand or smell your heart, Lord. Use us on today, Lord. In everything that we do and say, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Touch every pastor, every touch every hallelujah minister, every evangelist, every prophet, every preacher, Lord. Right now in the name of Jesus, every apostle, Lord. Touch them right now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. Encourage them on today, Lord. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, see the help them not to be weary in their well-doing, Lord. Help them to put on strength and hallelujah by staying in the word of God, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Touch that one somebody that may be discouraged in their spirit, Lord, and encourage them, Lord, on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Touch our children and our grandchildren on the morning, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Don't be part them, as they're on their way to school, Lord. Be assured around them, Lord. Protect them from all harm and danger, seen and unseen, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to order ourselves in you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for so it is and so will be, Lord. And we thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And at this time, we will have announcements by Minister Ray.
Praise God. Praise God again. Praise God. Announcements are as follows. Today is Wednesday. I'm not sure we're going to be on Blog Talk today. I haven't got a response from Elder Prevost, so probably not. But anyway, we'll go further, go see with True Bible Way Ministry with Minister BJO tonight at 7:30 on Chosen Generation prayer line at number the same as this one. That number, but the access code is 0119 1978. That's at 7:30 tonight. Elder Gerald Jones will be bringing forth a word from, he's from Los Angeles. You want to tune in to that. That's at 7:30 tonight on a Wednesday. On tomorrow morning, we will have Men's Day on tomorrow morning at 6:30 going forth. And also women can participate, co-ed day, should I say. And so we'll have that tomorrow at 6:30. Then also tomorrow night it'll be Fellowship in Action with Evangelist Brown. That's at 7:30 on the Chosen Generation Churches tonight. At 7:30 also. So you have that number 0119 1978 is the code. And also Friday, we'll be back to Women of Courage will be 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. on Friday. That'll be covered by Minister Ayana. She will be doing that on Friday. Encourage all the women to participate, even tell some women to come and participate and unify and hear a word, trying to express yourselves of all the women that's on this line, made up mostly of women. So we want to have that segment on Friday. We're not sure about the Chosen Generation again at 7 o'clock to 9 p.m. on Friday. Something is wrong with the Blog Talk communication. So we want to get that fixed. We're hoping to have it fixed starting today. I'll text out if we're going to be on it today or not. Saturday we have a facilitators meeting. And that will conclude the announcements. I don't think that we have any more announcements. That will conclude the announcements of today. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Amen. At this time, we would end the line with our closing scripture. Amen. Just a minute. Anybody want to read a closing scripture? You may do at this time.
I got one right here. We go before we have our closing scripture, I'm going to open up the doors of the church. Is there anyone that backslide? That want to rededicate their life back to Christ, this is the time to do so. This is easy as ABC. You can admit, believe, and confess that the Lord died on the cross and God rose him from the dead. If you believe that and confess that out your mouth, you can be saved right now. Anyone looking for a church home, wherever state or city you in, we could direct you to a Holy Ghost filled church. That you will get the true teachings, true doctrine of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. I urge you again, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, don't be like the people in the book of Acts, since they've been saved, have not never heard of the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to get to heaven. Without a doubt, care what you think, what you say, looking for the word of God. That's what it says. So if you need the Holy Ghost, we can give you some scriptures. You can tarry. We can tarry with you. So that you receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. God say, if you not seek and ask, he will deliver. So we thank anyone else that need the Holy Ghost can come right now. If not, we can have our ending scripture. Our ending scripture is coming from Psalms 86. It says, bow down thy ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that's, my phone, save thy servant that's trusted in thee. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader and hearer and doer of his most holy word. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful day in Christ, and let God go with you, and you go with him. Beware of your surroundings. Love you with the love of Christ. Mean what I say. Say what I mean. Thank you on today for this Women's Day. We will be here today.
Amen. Remember, go with God and allow God to go with you is our prayer for you on this morning. Allow God to use you is our prayer. Amen. And remember to put God first in everything that you do and say, and victory shall be yours. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day.